Chapter 4, Right of Way.
At times, a driver must yield to others. There are certain rules to help determine who has the right of way. However, if the other driver doesn't follow these rules, give him, her the right of way. Remember, in every situation, right of way is something given, not taken. All drivers should know and understand the laws that determine who has the right of way.
Table 16. Penalties for failure to yield right of way. Offense. Driver commits any traffic offense of which failure to yield the right of way to another vehicle is an element and causes bodily injury to another. Penalty. A fine of $500 to $2,000.
Offense. Driver causes serious bodily injury to another. Penalty. A fine of $1,000 to $4,000.
Right of way at intersections.
Intersections controlled by signs and signals.
When signs and signals control traffic at an intersection, you must obey them. Know the meaning of each sign and signal. See Chapter 5 for more information. Single or two-lane road intersecting a multi-lane road.
If you are driving on a single or two-lane road that intersects with a divided road or road with three, or more lanes, you must yield the right-of-way to vehicles traveling on the divided or three, or more lane road. Unpaved road intersecting a paved road.
If you are driving on an unpaved road that intersects with a paved road, you must yield the right-of-way to vehicles traveling on the paved road. Intersections not controlled by signs, signals, multi-lanes, or pavement.
When approaching this type of intersection, yield the right-of-way to any vehicle that has entered or is approaching the intersection and your right. If the road to your right is clear or if approaching vehicles are far enough from the intersection to make your crossing safe, you may proceed. Since there are not any traffic controls at this intersection, make sure there are no approaching vehicles from the left. You may legally have the right-of-way, but be sure the other driver yields to you before you proceed.
Turning left.
When turning left, always yield the right-of-way to any vehicle coming straight through from the other direction.
Private roads and driveways.
When entering or crossing a road, street, or highway from a private road, alley, building, or driveway, you must stop prior to the sidewalk and yield the right of way to all approaching vehicles and pedestrians. T-intersection.
When approaching an intersection of a through street traveling from a street that ends at the intersection, you must stop and yield the right of way to vehicles on the through street. Enter or leave controlled access highway.
The driver traveling on a frontage road of a controlled access highway must yield the right of way to a vehicle entering or about to enter the frontage road from the highway, and
leaving or about to leave the frontage road to enter the highway.
Driving on multiple lane roads. On a road divided into three or more lanes with traffic moving in the same direction, a vehicle entering a lane of traffic from the right must yield the right of way to a vehicle entering the same lane of traffic from the left. Railroad grade crossings.
When approaching a railroad grade crossing, stop between 15 and 50 feet from the nearest rail if
1. A clearly visible railroad signal warns of an approaching train. 2. A crossing gate is lowered or a flag person warns of an approaching train. 3. A driver is required to stop by an official traffic control device or a traffic control signal. 4. An approaching train is within about 1,500 feet of the crossing. The train will produce an audible signal to identify the immediate hazard.
5. An approaching train is visible and in close proximity to the crossing.
You are required to stop at a railroad grade crossing and remain stopped until allowed to proceed or it is safe to proceed. A person who fails to obey the law regarding railroad grade crossings is subject to a fine of $50 to $200. Additional safe driving procedures at railroad crossings. 1. If a railroad crossing is marked only with a cross buck sign or reduced speed sign, then look both ways and listen for a whistle. If a train is approaching, stop. If a train is not approaching, proceed with caution. 2. If red lights are flashing at a railroad crossing, stop. If a train is approaching, remain stopped until the train passes and the lights stop flashing. 3. If the railroad crossing gates have been lowered, stop. Remain stopped and wait until the train passes and the gates are raised before crossing. 4. Be sure the tracks are clear before you proceed to cross. There may be two or more sets of tracks. One train could be blocking the view of another. 5. Never stop on the tracks. If your car stalls on the tracks and you cannot restart it, Get out and try to push the car off the tracks. If you cannot push the car off the tracks, get help. If a train is approaching and your vehicle is stalled, get out quickly and move away from the tracks. Run toward the approaching train to the side of the tracks and avoid flying debris. 6. Remember, trains do not and cannot stop at crossings. Trains always have the right of way. 7. Audible signs or whistles may be difficult to hear when approaching railroad crossings. Roll your windows down, turn your radio down, and listen carefully. If you encounter a railroad grade crossing signal problem, call the Texas Department of Public Safety Communication Center at 800-772-7677 or call your local police department or county sheriff's office. Each railroad crossing signal has an identifying number. Please note the number and be ready to provide it when reporting a problem. Yield right-of-way to emergency vehicles. You must yield the right-of-way to police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles sounding a siren, bell, or flashing red light. If traffic allows, pull to the right edge of the road and stop. If you are unable to pull over to the right, slow down and leave a clear path for the emergency vehicle. 1. You are not allowed to follow within 500 feet of a fire truck answering an alarm or an ambulance when the flashing red lights are on. 2. Do not drive or park on the street where the fire truck has answered an alarm. 3. Do not park in a location that interferes with the arrival or departure of an ambulance to or from the scene of an emergency. Unless otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, drivers who approach a stopped emergency vehicle with its lights activated must 1. Vacate the lane closest to the emergency vehicle if the highway has two or more lanes traveling in the direction of the emergency vehicle. 2. Slow to a speed not more than 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit when the posted speed limit is 25 miles per hour or more, or 3. Slow to a speed less than 5 miles per hour when the posted speed limit is less than 25 miles per hour. Yield right-of-way to school buses. You must yield the right-of-way to school buses. Always drive with care when you are near a school bus. If you approach a school bus from either direction and the bus is displaying alternately flashing red lights, you must stop. Do not pass the school bus until 1. The school bus has resumed motion. 2. You are signaled by the driver to proceed, or 3. The red lights are no longer flashing. It is not necessary to stop when passing a school bus on a different road or when on a controlled access highway where the bus is stopped in a loading zone and pedestrians aren't permitted to cross. A person who fails to obey the law regarding yielding the right-of-way to school buses displaying alternating, flashing lights is subject to the penalties listed in Table 17. Table 17. Penalties for failure to yield right-of-way to school bus. Conviction. First conviction. Penalty. A fine of $500 to $1,250. Conviction. Second conviction and every conviction after, within 5 years. Penalty. A fine not less than $1,000 or more than $2,000. Possible suspension of driver license for up to 6 months. Conviction. Person causes serious bodily injury to another when passing a stopped school bus. Penalty. Class A misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $4,000 and or up to 1 year in jail. Conviction. Person causes serious bodily injury to another and has previously been convicted of passing a school bus and causing serious bodily injury. Penalty. State jail felony punishable by 180 days to 2 years confinement and a possible fine of up to $10,000. Yield the right-of-way to pedestrians, persons on foot. Avoid turning a car into a deadly weapon.
You should always be on the lookout for individuals who are on foot pedestrians, whether they have the right-of-way or not. Drivers must give the right-of-way to pedestrians.
1. At an uncontrolled intersection, there are not any traffic signs or signals for the pedestrian to enter the crosswalk.
2. If the pedestrian has a walk signal or
if there is not a pedestrian control signal, give the pedestrian the right-of-way on a green light.
If the light changes after the pedestrian has entered the crosswalk, still give the pedestrian the right-of-way. Yield here to pedestrian signs. The yield here to pedestrian sign is used when yield lines are used in advance of a marked crosswalk that crosses an uncontrolled multi-lane roadway. In street and overhead pedestrian crossing signs. The in-street pedestrian crossing signs or the overhead pedestrian crossing signs may be used to remind road users of laws regarding right-of-way at a pedestrian crosswalk without signals. The in-street pedestrian crossing signs are placed in the road at the crosswalk location on the center line, on a lane line, or on a median island. The in-street pedestrian crossing signs will not be posted on the left or right-hand side of the road.
The overhead pedestrian crossing signs are placed over the roadway at the crosswalk.
Pedestrian hybrid beacons.
A pedestrian hybrid beacon is a special type of pedestrian-activated warning device used with signs and pavement markings to warn and control traffic at locations where pedestrians enter or cross a street or highway. Pedestrian hybrid beacons are only installed at a marked crosswalk.
In roadway lights
are special types of lights installed in the roadway surface to warn roadway users they are approaching a condition on or near the road they may not see, which might require them to slow down or come to a complete stop. In roadway lights are used as an alternative to traffic lights where pedestrian safety is a concern, and are typically placed at mid-block crossings, school crosswalks, marked crosswalks on uncontrolled approaches, or in advance of roundabouts.